Good morning, I'm Kara Rucker. It's Wednesday, March 12th, 2025. And these are your unbiased updates. With President Donald Trump's increased tariffs in effect, Europe is now hitting back on more than just steel and aluminum. And U.S. and Ukraine leaders have agreed on terms for a ceasefire with Russia. But the deal requires one important step that's still not guaranteed. The European Union is responding to President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports that just took effect today, within increased taxes of its own. And it's not just steel and aluminum that will be impacted. The EU's retaliatory tariffs also include textiles, home appliances, and agricultural goods. Altogether, the EU says its countermeasures will impact about $28 billion worth of U.S. goods. Meanwhile, Australia's prime minister says that while the U.S. tariffs on Australian steel and aluminum are unjustified, his government will not retaliate with its own tariffs. This all comes as Canada reverses course on threats to implement a 25% price hike on exports of electricity to Michigan, New York, and Minnesota. That reversal from Ontario's Premier Doug Ford came as President Trump threatened to double tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50% in response. Ford will be meeting with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick Thursday to discuss a renewed trade agreement. Markets are still reactive to the tariff turmoil, with the S&P 500 stock index at its lowest point since September of last year. We started the week Monday with the Nasdaq posting its worst day since 2022 after the president declined to rule out the possibility of a recession. Trump was asked by reporters about this again on Tuesday. Do you think there will be a recession? I don't see it at all. I think this country is going to boom. But as I said, I can do it the easy way or the hard way. The hard way to do it is exactly what I'm doing. But the results are going to be 20 times greater. The U.S. is lifting its suspension of military aid to Ukraine after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country agreed to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia following talks with American officials in Saudi Arabia Tuesday. The U.S. will also resume intelligence sharing with Ukraine, which the Trump administration paused last week as part of its push to broker an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine. But, as Straight Arrow News reporter Lauren Taylor explains, while Ukraine has agreed to a ceasefire, attention now turns to Russia. President Trump said he'll be inviting Zelensky back to the White House as part of the ceasefire deal, which includes an agreement for the U.S. and Ukraine to come to a comprehensive agreement for developing Ukraine's critical mineral resources. It comes less than 2 weeks after a tense Oval Office exchange between the two presidents. They were supposed to sign a mineral agreement that day, but it ended with Zelensky leaving the White House earlier than expected with no deal signed. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on a bill to keep the government from shutting down come Friday after the House just barely passed a stopgap Tuesday night. The 217 to 213 vote saw just one GOP lawmaker vote against it, Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky. Now, the pressure is on Senate Democrats to decide whether to back the measure known as a continuing resolution, which extends government funding at current levels. Republicans control 53 Senate seats, and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has made clear he's firmly against the measure. That means at least 8 Democrats would have to support the bill to cross the Senate's 60-vote threshold and send it to President Trump's desk. If the measure passes both the House and Senate, it would keep the government funded until at least September. Immediate changes are in the works for Reagan Washington National Airport in Washington, D.C., after the NTSB released a report on the mid-air collision of an American Airlines passenger jet and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter that killed 67 people in January. Straight Arrow News reporter Callie Carey breaks down what's changing. While the NTSB's report did give us an idea of what might have played a factor in January's deadly crash, the exact cause has not yet been determined. a political shakeup in Greenland after its parliamentary elections, as the center-right pro-business opposition party won on Tuesday. According to the results, the Democratic Party overtook the ruling left-wing Democratic Socialist Party. In an election cycle largely dominated by discussions over President Trump's renewed interest in Greenland and calls from residents for independence from Denmark, the winning party advocated for a slower approach to Greenland's independence, while the party that came in second, Greenland's Independence Party, had campaigned to sever ties with Denmark more quickly. President Trump posted on Truth Social this week, the U.S. supports Greenland's right to determine its own future, while still expressing interest in welcoming Greenland to become part of the United States. Finally, this morning, selection. Sunday is just days away, and that means March Madness is heating up. Here's Straight Arrow News sports reporter Chris Francis with the latest teams that have earned their way to the big dance.